Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, well, hello there. Good evening. I'm welcoming callers to the show. The guest, 914-05-5540. And this show, I just thought maybe I would just, now I'm going to fill it in with probably the Word of God and prayer. I want to welcome the callers, you callers out there. If you want to call in and talk about race, racism, America, or even anything else you want to talk about, as long as it's decent, you know what I'm saying. Politics. I'm not going to get into arguing. Well, I might. But I just keep this show calm. It's okay to voice your opinion. I want you to call in and voice your opinion, okay? And let's talk, all right? Let's talk. So, number is 914-205-5540. A lot going on these days, and just so much. Last Wednesday, we had a horrible thing happen in Charleston, South Carolina. And, this does need to stop. It really does. And maybe if we talk a little bit more about it, maybe it'll help stop it. It'd be better to talk about it than go out and do what this guy did, kid, 21. It just opens the wounds farther and farther up in our country, and grow up. There's just so much, and I know there's so many factors involved, but skin is skin, okay? Skin is skin, and God made us all in His image. Okay? We're all created, you know, equally in his image, in His eyes, and we need to respect each other for that. I mean, we just do, and it's like, I'm going to talk a little bit about what Obama went on the radio. And I don't think it was totally planned what he went to this garage. Forget his name even. But it's called WTF. The WTF show podcast. I guess it's a very very popular podcast by this comedian. And so President Obama decided he wanted to go out there and be interviewed by this guy. And he brought up the N-word. He actually said the N-word. Now, I thought we were supposed to not be saying that word, you know. And then, you know, God bless Don Lemon, but he's on CNN, and I saw a broadcast of him. I don't have TV right now, and I normally do. If I have TV, I have it on 24/7, okay? That's just letting you know ahead of time. If you ever live with me or I live with you, I'm not saying we're going to live together out there in radio land, but I'm just saying, that's the way I am. I, because I'm a prayer warrior, and I like to stay tuned in. And of course, I've been without TV. I'll tell you what, it's okay to go out without TV. I'm not getting the opinions and all of the heated arguments with all of the talk masters on the shows, CNN and Fox News. Not getting either one of them, so that's just good. But I do miss it, but I don't miss it. Because I can get all the news on the internet, But anyway, he brought that up because he said he brought it up to make a point. He wanted to make his point. Well, you know, what if I use the word, and I'm white, would that be okay? It just seems like blacks, and they can use it in their, what do you call it, the music they play, rap music. They can say it, okay? It seems like they can say it, but if a white person says it, I don't think that's proper, okay? But why can they say it and not us? And I'm not saying I want to say it. Do you know what I'm saying? I think we should just drop that word, okay? It's an awful word. And the younger child, I heard that word a few times, and it made me sick inside, and I was just a child. And I grew up in the city of Portland, and I saw black people. They went to my school, I'm sure. I can't remember everybody that went to my elementary school, but I mean, I didn't see that we were different. And that, I mean, somebody has black skin or dark skin, and I have lighter skin, and hey, we're all the human race. I didn't grow up thinking that I was better than anybody else or anything like that. And I'm sure if I say I'm not a racist, I'm sure that somebody could question me and on a questionnaire and go, well, this, 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 and this, and go, well, accuse me of being one, but I don't think I am. And if I am, God forbid, God better get it out of me. But I just love black people. And matter of fact, I sat next to a couple in church this last Sunday that was just, I mean, I was just so, like, kindred to them, it seemed like. I just loved them. And I didn't even know them. And so, I don't know. I'm going to go over here to my switchboard and see if I have any callers. I don't yet. I could put the chat room up. I'm just getting back into this, though, because it's early. I was able to do the show early tonight. Normally, I have to do my shows later on because I'm basically semi-working right now. But my job is not one that I have to do really anything. Too much, just be here. So anyway, praise the Lord. But the Charleston situation where these 9 precious people died at the hand of this dumb, I'm sorry, I don't want to cuss, but just evil, okay? It's evil. And what I hate about when these things happen is that people start they do start blaming the gun, and they bring up the, you know, gun control situation. You know, I would really like, I said this in my, 2 days ago, I did a news and prayer, Wanda Faye news and prayer show, because I have 4 shows on here. They're all a half hour. And I said that we need a president that's going to get up and comfort us, not to bring up every crisis. And they talk about this in, I forget the name of it. I'm sorry, I forget the name of it. But anyway, so forgive me. But. Never let a crisis go to waste is what to say, so okay. So they never let a crisis go to waste. And he never does let a crisis go to waste. He'll bring it up every time. And the thing of it is I heard somebody say the other day, you know, when somebody is drinking and they have they kill somebody driving their car, they don't want to get rid of all the cars all of a sudden. Well, let's just get rid of all the cars. No, that car was driven by the drunk. Let's talk about the sin. Let's talk about the evil and the evil intentions of people to do something like this. And then they talk about let's ban assault weapons or whatever, you know, like machine gun type of guns, I think. But this guy used a revolver, I believe, and had to reload several times. So, and then I don't even think, I'm not sure he was even if he would have got a background check. Because I think, I heard
his father gave it to him, or that he stole it from his mother. And then the third one is that he bought it with his first. And then his roommate, one of his friends is black, Austin's black. So this is just one of his good friends. And but then he had the Confederate flag, and he had the Confederate flag. He was raising it like he was so proud of that. But then he was spitting on the American flag, okay? And I just come against this in Jesus' name, this kind of thing out there. If there's anybody out there, if there's anybody else out there that's just churning and churning these thoughts, I just bind it in the name of Jesus Christ. I curse it at the root in the name of Jesus. And I'm asking God to bring us together, Lord, like never before. And God bless this church and the relatives. The relatives were even on TV while he was in court saying they forgive him. They sure broke their hearts, and but they forgive him. And one of the men, I don't know if it was the young boy of the mother that died, but he was saying, "We want you to repent." Repent means to turn from your wicked way and believe in Jesus and ask him to forgive you for your sins. Now, there's a lot of people out there walking around without Jesus, and you never know the day and the hour that you might have to go out of this world, okay? And you better believe me. You better try to think about Jesus. Get a Bible and start reading in the Gospel of John, I suggest. I don't care who you are. If you're a businessman, a politician, a teenager, a little child, a mother or father, I don't care who you are. If you're a liberal or a conservative or a Republican or Democrat, I just encourage you to consider Jesus, because I see every day some people are dying every day, and the ones I don't see on the news. You don't want to go out of this world without knowing that you have eternal life with him. Now, let me get back over here to see if anybody's calling in. Nope. So I'll just keep talking. Got 16 minutes left. And what I have to do is, what I usually have to do is schedule these shows like 5 minutes ahead of time. So I've got it pretty down, actually, of doing that. But I'm not perfect at it. I just schedule a show and just go for it. And I just ask God to help me. Because I like to do spontaneous. Now, normally in life, I don't like to do spontaneous, but I do it this way because I'm in a situation where I'm responsible right now to be here with some kids, and so and they're all off doing their own thing, and one of them's sleeping, so. But anyway, where was I? Anyway, praise you, Jesus. So I have to schedule them ahead of time. Only 5 minutes. Sometimes I, like I say, only have 5 minutes to schedule the show. And then if I schedule it like that, then I get right into it, and I don't have time to think about it and worry about, well, do I have all this, that, and that written down? Because I don't. As you can tell, I would really need to start getting into interviewing people. I need to get brave and start interviewing people. But anyway, I'm taking calls. If you want to call in, I encourage you to do that. 914
205-5540, and I'll keep checking back at the switch. I hope you all had a good day today and that there was peace in your valley. Okay, let me go ahead and just, I'll go ahead and read some scripture, okay? That way we'll just get in tune with God a little bit more. Over here in Psalm 111, let's just go there, okay? Praise ye the Lord. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart, in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation. Praise God. And I've got a good church I go to now. I praise God that God led me to this church. It's New Venture in Oceanside, California. If you're ever in town, or if you're in town, it's a wonderful church. So it means more to me now than ever before, going into church and praising God. I'm sorry, I'm drinking some water. But, you know, it means so much to me now, so much more now to me, to go into church and worship Him after many years of working as a live-in caregiver. I didn't really have a chance to get involved with the church, and so now I've dove into this church, and I just love it. Just love it. Verse 2, Psalm 111, the works of the Lord are great, sought out of all them that have pleasure therein. His work is honorable and glorious, and His righteousness endures forever. He has made His wonderful works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. He has given meat unto them that fear Him. He will ever be mindful of His covenant. Praise God. He has showed His people the power of His works, that He may give them the heritage of the heathen. The works of His hand are verity and judgment. All His commandments are sure. They stand fast forever and ever and are done in truth and uprightness. He sent redemption unto His people. He has commanded His covenant forever. Holy and reverend is His name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do His commandments. His praise endureth forever. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Okay, anybody want to call in? 914-205-55. I believe you can actually also use Skype to call in. So just keep that in mind. Anyway, praise the Lord. So it's Tuesday night. Praise God. Let me see, go over here to my, by the way, you can find me at newsandprayer.com, and you can follow me on Twitter at Wanda Fay. I'll have Right in America, Right in San Diego, News and Prayer, and Jesus Word Church, I believe it is. I'm not a church, actually, but I like this Church on the Word, the name. Is because the body of Christ, we're all the church on the Word. Everybody that's a believer is the church on the Word. We believe God, and we're staying in His Word. And I like that name, so I called it that. So praise the Lord, God. Oh, boy. I praise you, Jesus. I just, ISIS is popping up in the, today, some videos. I didn't watch them, but apparently, and you know, I just sent one, a headline around, and it's ISIS crucifies two children for eating food during Muslim holy month of Ramadan. Oh, just sickening. This is just sickening. So come in agreement with me when I pray, but,
then apparently they tied some people up, some guys that they called were spies. They accused him of being spies. So you go work for them, you go over there and join them, you might be accused of being a spy and end up like these guys. Tied them together, and then they set bombs off or whatever, or then they put some guys in a car and shot a missile at them and blew that up. Then they put some guys in the cage that they burned this one precious person a while back. Same type of cage. They put a bunch of several men in a cage and lowered it into a swimming pool and drowned them. They're just evil straight from hell, okay? And I'm going to pray against them right now in the name of Jesus, okay? So everybody that listens to this, live or in the archives, you just come in agreement and say your amens, okay? Father, we come in agreement, and we come against ISIS in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray you'll crush them, Lord, crush them. And if they want to get saved, go ahead and get them saved, Lord. But we're not putting up with them. And we war not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places. And we pull down the stronghold of this wickedness, of this principalities, of terrorism. We pull down the stronghold of it in this ISIS, in all terrorism, in the name of Jesus Christ. And everybody in the United States and in Mexico, drug cartels, the cruelty that they have for people, and anybody that is lingering in the United States with those intent, and anybody out there, a lone wolf like this guy on last Wednesday, we bind and pull down the strongholds of their evil intentions to go hurt people. And you know, in child abuse, and child abductors, in Jesus Christ's holy name. Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. I'm not going to stop praying. I'm not going to stop praying about this, you know. And I don't know, another thing, you know, I'm just going to say this. A story. I watch the news night and day, actually. And Obama, he says this is no longer a Christian nation. He and then he added no longer only or something. But just to say that, just to say that, it's awful. And I bind a curse on our country because of that, coming from a leader in Jesus' name. And he's having a Ramadan dinner apparently this Friday or something, has invited a couple people from, I'm not sure where it is. Let me go find the story here. He's having a Ramadan. I mean, for God Almighty one day. I mean, literally. He stands before him now. And I'm not saying I hate him. I'm not talking hate, okay? I'm talking facts, okay? He, like everybody else, is going to stand before Jesus Christ, God Almighty. And when Jesus comes back the next time, he's not coming as a baby, okay? He's not coming as the baby Jesus. No. Jesus is no longer a baby Jesus, okay? Jesus is Lord, and Jesus is good, and Jesus is God Almighty. And he's not coming back as a little baby boy, believe me. So we better all be ready. And if you want to say I'm trying to put the fear of God in you, darn right, okay? Darn right. You do not want to go down, okay? You just don't even want to take that chance, okay? And there's going to be a white throne judgment. It's all the end of this, and everybody that does not believe in Jesus and have him in their life, they're going to stand before God at the white throne judgment, okay? Now, for all of us who have believed already, all of our sins and judgment has been taken by Jesus Christ. It's all only going to be rewards for us, okay? There's no punishment involved. After you receive Jesus, there's no punishment involved. It talks about fear. If you're walking in fear as a Christian, there is no fear in love because fear involves punishment. And perfect love, the perfect love of God, casts out all fear. And I'm working on that myself, just getting on here on the radio or in front of a video camera talking to you. Now, and I didn't even have this, I don't even have notes in front of me or outline. I just going, okay, Lord, help me out here, because you can't, when you're talking on the radio, have dead air. Now, a video, there's a little bit of a difference, because, but you still can't have dead air on a video either. So anyway, where was I? I just go from one thing to another, and that's good, praise God. But oh, okay, right over here, this story. Two women from the Twin Cities area are among the guests that were invited to dine with President Barack Obama at an annual White House dinner held in honor of Islam's holy month of Ramadan. You know, in America, we are a free nation, and it's great that we have a separation of church and state. Now, a lot of people get that confused, and they try to, God bless America off of this and off of that or whatever. But it's not about that. It's about staying out of the church's business. I like this one mayor in a Texas town. I forget what it was. She was a lesbian mayor, still is apparently, and she was going to go in and mess with some churches that get the messages that they were talking about and record them or something, and to accuse them and all this stuff. But you know, she had no right to do that. You know, to go in there and do that. That's the government. Stay out of the church's business, okay? So, and you know, we should have a right. We need to have a right, and we do have a right to talk about politics, okay? We're not supposed to, the church. 90 seconds to go. I got to wrap this up. We're not supposed to endorse anybody for politics. And I'm not a church. I'm not a nonprofit. So go over there to my website, if you will, and support me financially if you would like. I'd love that if you would. I have nobody that has done that before yet, but I'm going to get more bold here in a little while. But you can also advertise at News. Okay, so they're gonna take me off the live part of broadcasting. So I can keep talking for 15 more minutes. I'm not saying I'm going to, but I had no callers, which that's okay. I'll have callers in the future, I'm sure. Okay, so I love you and thank you so much for calling in, which you didn't. Anyway, no, thanks for tuning in is what I meant. I really appreciate it. And you'll be tuning in. The ones that will be tuned in will be the ones in the archives. Or maybe you're listening somewhere out there in Radio Land. And anyway, thank you so much. 10 seconds. I'm going to wrap this up, and I'll say hasta la vista, baby. I'll be back, okay? I got 4 shows, Wanda and the Word, News and Prayer, Wanda Faye News and Prayer, Right in America, and Right in San Diego, okay? God bless. God bless America. Bring us together, Lord. Bring us together. In Jesus' name, amen. All righty. Bye-bye.